I believe with Bruce, it's irremediable. I have been in the ministry and in serving Christ for nearly 40 years, and I've never seen anyone recover from apostasy. And I've seen some give it a blooming hard try. Because there's no way on the top side of planet Earth you're going to humiliate Christ twice. He died for you. He sent his Holy Ghost after you. He sent preachers and teachers after you. He revealed the Word of God to you. And he set up a whole lot of stuff to get you to come to the truth and to get you to see the truth and to understand the truth and to recognize the truth and to believe the truth. And if you think you can't arbitrarily, therefore, walk away from it and reject it and deny it until another day, perhaps, I'm here to say to you, we're called to run the race with patience, to receive the blessing, Hebrews 6:7, or the curse, Hebrews 6:8. And it's not in my hands to control your life or your race. It is your race, Jan. It is your race, Eileen. It is your race, Carl. It is your race. It's your race. No, I got my own race. I got my own race to run with patience. And you've got a race to run with patience. And I like what he says, you know, it's not just so much a matter of the perseverance of the saints as much as it is that the saints persevere. And I want to say this, if you've really been born of God and your home is heaven, when I read this scripture here that we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come, your heart was stirred. Your faith was confirmed. Your boldness and confidence was built up. Everything you've ever turned your back on became worth it to you. But if not, and you think the forbearance of God is just something you can use as a blank credit card or check, you know something, ladies and gentlemen? Let me step aside as the prophet Frederick A. Drummond and speak to you as your friend, because I am your friend. I'm all of your friend. I can preach no less than I'm preaching. I can preach no less because it's true. I can only stand in the peace of my own relationship to God. You have to stand in the peace of your own. I'm not here to bring your salvation into question, but that's not what's being questioned here. As a matter of fact, at the end of all this, saying all these terrifying things to them, he says, but beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation that we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love. He's not going to forget it. Which you have shown towards his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end. Do not imitate those who are sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. He says it again right there. He says, you've blessed, now keep on blessing. And don't you imitate those sluggards who find excuses and are just heading for a curse. You imitate those, he says, who through faith and patience inherit the promise.